All right, welcome everybody to the LSTS conversation series. You are tuned into part two of the conversation. The purpose of the conversation was for me to delve deeper into the topics that I believe that are relevant to me, relevant to the culture, and that will be mentioned in the upcoming songs I plan to release at the end of the series. Now, today's topic is titled, hashtag she said. I give you a subtitle, Women in Hip Hop. Now, when I say hip hop, that makes me so excited to introduce my guest today that you can already see. Shout out to my friends and fellow influencers, Jay Rhodes and Lady J. Y'all, what's up?
What's up? What's up?
Why is that?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Jane.
Hey.
I could do these long introductions of you guys and go in about, you know, the resume, but I'm going to let you guys tell about yourself. So, Jay, please tell me a little bit about what you have, of course, going on as a radio personality on a leading hip-hop and R&B station. Tell us a little bit about that, and then I have another question for you.
Okay, so just real quick, real brief. I am born and raised in Dallas, lived in Oak Cliff till I was like 12, 13, moved to Duncanville, been in Duncanville ever since. So all I know is Triple D. I mean, you know, I have been at K104 for almost half of my life. I won't tell my age, but I've been there for a very, very, very long time. This was my first job out of college, been there ever since, super blessed. And just this year, I have actually kicked off my very own nonprofit. We're helping to expose kids to things that, like Shy Speaks, is about the arts, preparing them for a brighter, better future, you know, making sure that they're ready for the real world. So that's just me in a nutshell. That's just real quick. No kids, single. Yeah, there you go. Plug.
Plug, message.
I'm just kidding.
No, it's true. But anyway, I'm gonna let that slide. I ain't gonna mention. I ain't gonna go in about that. Jay Rhodes, tell us a little bit about the music and TV production. And then I have actually, you know what? Before you do that, I got a question for you, Jay. Jay Rhodes, y'all. We got a name situation here. We got Lady Jade, and then we got Jay Rhodes. So, y'all, you know, you gotta listen in closely.
Yeah.
So, all right, Lady Jade, I could ask you to tell me when you first fell in love with hip hop, but that would be cliche. So, what I want to ask you is, I want to ask you who is your favorite female hip hop, you know, icon or person of influence, or, you know, hip hop figure rather. Go ahead.
Ooh, that's a good one. You know what? I would probably have to say the most influential and the dopest to me of all times would probably have to be Lauryn Hill, honestly.
That's a good one.
It's true.
I mean, to this day, you can still put on her album from front to back and it rocks. Because, you know, it's funny how money changes situations.
Complication.
No, but Lauryn Hill just makes you feel good. And she, her voice and her poise and everything about her at that time was just about the power of a woman. It just made a woman feel powerful without being, you know, the B word. You know what I'm saying? It was positive. You get what I'm saying? She was positive power for women.
Right.
So I got to rock with Lauryn Hill for real. And you remind me of her so much, Shy. I swear you do. So much.
That's what's up. I take that as a compliment.
That's
a compliment. Because, you know, at first I used to be like, you know, I don't know about that when people would say it. But it's like, well, you do poetry, you sing, you rap, like you ain't about this bad B life. So you kind of, so I get it. I appreciate that. She is.
Yeah.
It's definitely a compliment.
Jay Rhodes, what about you? Let's hop right into your question for you. Who would you say is the most influential or your favorite female hip hop figure?
It's so many. I went through a phase early because, you know, like a lot of the kids, they see the Lil' Kim today, but it was an era where Lil' Kim was killing it. like she was really killing it. But ultimately, since, you know, she was a producer and she kind of came up in the same camp as my one of my favorite producers, Timbaland, I would have to say Missy Elliott. You know, you just got in there. That's just off the top real, you know, because she still today is the most creative. Just some of the stuff she used to do so off kilter, and she used to, you know, make beats, create. And she was just so dope because she didn't have to sell a certain thing other than her talent and her originality. So I got to rock with Missy off the top. I'm sure some other people, but I had to rock with Missy.
If you're not rocking with Lauryn, if you're listening or you watching and you're not rocking with Lauryn Hill or Missy, I'm not sure about you.
Ain't too impressive.
I'm going to talk about that in a little bit, but you mentioned that came out of one of your favorite producers, Camps Timbaland. And today, I know I could formally introduce you as a producer extraordinaire.
I take that.
Yeah, you produce for so many hip-hop artists from, I want to say like Talib Kweli, right? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Because I think
Talib Kweli, The Game, Royce da 5'9", Lecrae, got some stuff with Rick Ross and Waka Flocka. Just a lot of people. It's a blessing. And a lot of people I can't name just yet. But some of your favorite artists I've been blessed to produce for.
Ooh.
First of all, you know, you kind of just ran up through the names of the whole game, you know. Who is not on the list? No, but what one thing you mentioned was Lecrae, and that you guys got a Grammy for that record. And so, man, that's so exciting. I've been, like, cheering for y'all.
Man, and thank you to correct was honestly, we got every award but the Grammy. We should have got a Grammy for that.
What did y'all get?
Nah, we got the Billboard Music Awards, Stellar Award, Double, a lot of awards. And we got, you know, we got plaques and stuff, but not getting the Grammy kind of hurt me. But it's all good. That just means it made me work harder for something in the future. Right. So I ain't tripping.
Yeah, I've been seeing y'all on so many, I guess so many awards. I just kind of threw that one in there. I thought, thinking like, yeah, that's the Billboard and all of those. And I think
that's what I'm saying. But it works good though, because like a lot of times people speculate. I just let them speculate, you know, that one, because it'd be so much. I might as well throw that in. So I ain't tripping.
Yeah.
Speaking of things.
Exactly. So I would be tripping off it.
That's what's up. And so another thing you do is you spawned out of your production, music production series, you kind of got into this as you're an author. You have like, so. Yeah. These Beats Ain't Free is the name of the book and the movement. And These Beats Ain't Free, like, literally is the hashtag. It's a t-shirt and is now, isn't it a television show, right?
Yeah, it definitely is. So basically, you know, I just kind of wanted to help up-and-coming producers, like, in essence, you know, the tagline is make your passion your paycheck. But it's basically like a lot of times when people in the music industry, they see success, they think success is Jay-Z, Timbaland, Pharrell, which it is in a sense. But ultimately, if you can leave your 9-to-5 job and make the same amount of money you are doing what you love, then you are success, you know? So I try to teach them that first level. And it's crazy market, because you got to think about it. It's not so many top-tier producers out there, but there's millions of aspiring producers. So if you write a book that caters towards millions of aspiring producers, you're going to get a lot of sales. You're going to get a lot of people behind the movement. And so just in 100 pages, just to be able to inspire all those people is a blessing. And that's just the God saying. And secondly, like I'm a professor now at Media Tech Institute, where I teach from my book. So that's nothing but God, you know, like, just, we started the idea less than 2 years ago. And just for, like I say, production is my root, but all the branches that have spawned for that has just been amazing. So that's nothing but God right there.
Right, which is like super awesome, and kind of part of the reason why I want you to invite you into this conversation about hip hop, namely, of course, women in hip hop. But I mean, being a hip primarily or predominantly, I won't say hip hop producer, because I've heard your work and you produce a lot of great stuff, but having a lot of hip hop placements and then actually being an encouragement to a lot of hip hop producers, I feel like your voice was relevant to this conversation. Now, hopping back to the women piece, though, you guys, you got to be in the conversation, not even just as a producer, but just as a part of hip hop at large. But hopping back to the women piece, the women in hip hop, you guys named what was it? You said Lauryn Hill and Missy Elliott, right?
That
was
yes.
Yeah, and but we have Raw Digga, you have Eve, you have Trina, you have I mean, so many women that were on the forefront of the microphone, but then there are so many women that are like the behind the scenes of hip hop. So
yeah,
from representation to everything else, like how let's start kick off the topic of saying, what is it that you guys believe that women bring to the table? Either one of you guys can take that question. What is it that women bring?
I'll let the woman take it.
Go ahead.
The pressure. Well, are we talking about then or now? Because I think that back then, like kind of like along Lauryn Hill, even with the Eve, it was just they bring a sense of empowerment. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
They give the woman a voice. Mm-hmm. But I'll say this. I think that nowadays, and it kind of started happening with, you know, the Lil' Kims and stuff, which you mentioned earlier. It's like with social media and with, you know, just everything is about sex now, you know?
Can I chime in and ask?
Please. Please
y'all feel about that? As because you know, I see the Instagram post and I see like and just how the world is going, like you say, I remember ever since I've been listening to K104 in recent memory, you know, you were there, you were working, you know what I'm saying? It was like I say, especially in radio, you're a pretty woman, but you're in radio, so it's not like you're selling anything other than your voice and your talent,
right?
That's where you got it. So how do you feel about having to work? I mean, maybe I'm prefacing the question to make you upset about it, but how do you feel having to work to get to kind of where you are, where other people, it seems like, you know what I'm saying, you can just post a certain, you know, image or do a certain thing and get that. I don't know. How do y'all as women feel about that?
Yeah. Shai, you want to take it or you want me to take that?
You know what? You could go ahead. I got something to say about it, but you go ahead, though.
Well, I'll say this. It's disheartening to a certain extent. I'm not mad at it. Like, I'm not mad at anybody's hustle. Like,
yeah,
if that's what you feel like you have to do, I feel like when you do it that way, it's more short-lived. You know what I'm saying? I'll say this. I tell everybody this. You know, God put me in this position. And again, it wasn't based on me compromising my morals. It wasn't based on me doing anything indecent. So yeah, I have that peace every day that I wake up knowing that if and when my number is called and I'm no longer supposed to be there, I know that was a God thing. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So now with the age of social media taking over, and the less clothes you have on, the more followers you're going to get. And I mean, and again, it's nothing wrong. I think a woman's body is beautiful. I think a woman's body is, you know, God made us beautiful and God made us sexy, but there's a fine line. In showing your beauty and exploiting yourself.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? So then when you can do that and you get put on, then I guess the way I look at it is not more so me. I'm like, what are we turning out there doing now? Look, who don't want to make money? Who doesn't want to be popular?
Right. So it's kind of like, yeah.
And that's what we're telling them it takes. We don't tell them to work hard.
Right. Yo, so Jay, you said, okay, so we good. Okay, so Jay says it was disheartening. That's the word that she used. Okay, so for me, what I feel is, I feel like it is disappointing, but I feel like it's a double-edged sword too, because like what you were saying, we have to be able to respect the beauty that is there. I feel like let's bring this in. It makes it disappointing when it's a male-dominated industry, right? So, you know, there are so many art forms, right? But in those art forms, all of them are not male-dominated. But the ones that are male-dominated, when the whole, like, take off all your clothes in order to be kind of in, that just... I mean, first of all, you already got to work harder in a male-dominated industry. But it's a cop-out for working hard when you can just kind of take off a little bit more clothes and kind of sleep your way to the top and kind of do all of that. So it's kind of like, it's very discouraging. And then I'm happy that you as a male asked that question, because it's something that men really have to think about. What are we really, are we really causing these women to have to work hard or are we really just setting ourselves up for disappointment because they may not be the most talented, they're just the most, or they're just the least dressed, you know? But I could go on and on about that. Jay, do you got something you want to say about like the whole male dominated industry piece?
You know, at the end of the day, it is what it is. I work in a male-dominated industry. Radio is definitely male-dominated, but does it get frustrating? Yeah. I mean, it definitely does get frustrating, but at the end of the day, I try not to use it as an excuse. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm human. I find myself at times being like, oh, my God, this, you know, if I was a guy, yeah. It would be so much, you know, they get away with murder. You know what I'm saying? That's what you think. Yeah. But so I'm either going to let that excuse or that honest opinion stop me from working, or I'm just gonna say bump it. I do have to work 10 times harder, and I know that. I knew that going into this, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I just let it kind of drive me. And again, don't get it twisted, I have those moments of those dips where I do get frustrated and I say it's not fair. If I were a guy, there's no way anybody would have questioned me on this. If I was a guy, I would be able to say this. I mean, there are certain things. We have a guy on the morning show. He can say anything. Gosh, like, I can say nothing. You get what I'm saying? And myself, right, as well as Dee Dee. But, yeah, I'm not here for the excuses. Like I'm not going to let that run me off. You know what I'm saying? I'm a grind. Yeah, I'm a workhorse.
And many people may not be like that, but I respect that. Like I mean, that's what I'm about. Because to be totally honest, like I said, we men, and this is coming from a male perspective, we men, of course, you know, men like seeing beautiful women or whatever. I mean, that's just nature. But I'm just saying, I really respect people that have remember, fame used to be something where you used to have a talent to get in a certain place. But then, you know what I mean? It's people now just infamous for anything. Like, and so, especially coming from a perspective, like with me as a male, it's funny because it works both ways. Like me as a male, everything I've been blessed to do has been, you know, just from my talents and my work or whatnot. So sometimes the same thing that Jay says she go through, every now and then we have those moments where you see somebody doing something different or even funny. It's like sometimes I have to just snap myself out of my trance because I'm like, man, you know, I got to go play. I got awards. I'm doing this. I'm traveling. And, you know, I get this much attention, which is cool. Everything I have is organic. It's no bot followers, whatever. It's real. But then you see somebody else. Like, sometimes you see a woman and you just like a beautiful woman. But she just takes off her clothes and the world loves it. And you're like, dang, man, I worked hard to do X, X, and X. So I'm just saying, like, everybody has those moments. But it's just more like you have to just reflect back into what you do and just keep pushing and just know that yours will be long lived. Because at the end of the day, like she said, like some of this stuff, not to even knock it, some of it is short term, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, it's all about, like, same thing with a building, whatever foundation you build it on is how strong it'll be. And so as long as you build that foundation on, you know, talent and integrity and things of that nature, in my opinion, then it'll last long. And I love music. I do. Go ahead.
But it's hard to teach our kids because at the end of the day, who doesn't want to be a multimillionaire?
Right now, too. Right now.
And then, but when you show them this multimillionaire and how she made her money, you know, it's hard. It's hard to teach kids now work ethic. It really truly is. Well, you know, I mean,
well,
it is.
Sorry to interrupt. I'm gonna say the y'all are kind of bleeding over into what happened in part one of the conversation series, which is a great point to bring it up, and that's that was called hashtag they said. The subtitle for that one was the industry stamp of approval, right? And so what that is that you can be successful, you can kind of propel yourself into your purpose or into your success or whatever by simply having one of two things, and that is a prominent person who gives you the stamp of approval or the popular opinion. Right? If you have the popular opinion, then you can kind of propel yourself into. So what we're talking about right now is like a female who probably not talented. She hasn't put in the 10,000 hours. She's really not that great, but she, for whatever reason, she got a million followers just because she's cute, you know? And it's like, yeah. And then she takes off her clothes and all that kind of stuff. And it's like, you know, so that she has gained the popularity, which is the reason why I wanted to stop y'all right there. Y'all are bringing up a good point, is that popularity doesn't always denote talent, right? Mm. So it doesn't always mean that just because, so people might look at me and say, okay, well, this is how many followers you have. But you look at another female, I'm, you know, as far as when we're talking about talent and skill that has been taking time to be developed and honed in on, she may lack that. And so it takes a real keen eye. So not only, Jade, are we not, you can't teach your kid work ethic. What we really have to begin to teach them how to do is to decipher between what's really talented and what's really just popular, what's really just well connected. That, like, I think that is like a big
that's real
be factored into hip hop. There are hip hop and rap, whatever. There are just so many people that have gained that popularity, and we like. I feel like, especially with music, and hip hop is one of those things where you gotta have the cosign. And males, like you said, Jay Rhodes, men have to have. You gotta get all these. So many layers that you have to have as well. So a cosign works well. You have a lot of a long list of celebrity placements and affiliation that makes it seem like you're great, you know. But here's the thing that's most important: you're not great because a celebrity said you're great. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're not booking you. Like, so I'm going to book Jay, and now that I book Jay, he's great. No, that's not how it works. He's great, therefore I booked him as a celebrity, you know, or as the person of prominence, or as whatever. So that's whereas on the flip side with the whole women and sexism and sexiness and all of that, she may not, like, people are merely. Anyway,
I feel you.
Yeah, but
if I could chime, like just to move forward the conversation, to be totally honest, that's totally real. But like, to me, and just to be totally honest, like I say, it's twofold, because like I say, we know how that game is now. It's two parts, because like I say, if it's two things, it's like training. If something is played on the radio all the time, you're gonna think. Like, kids, especially impressionable people, are going to think that's what's it. So that's one part of it. But at the end of the day, when I look at the industry, talent still dominates it at the top. Because you got to think about it. Like, whether you like Drake or not, Drake is talented. And Kendrick, like I say, he's all, like, it's just a balance of the two. And it's like they said, like, you can't make excuses, because don't get it twisted. It's an unfair industry. It's unfair.
Go ahead. But talent is subjective. I will say talent is subjective. It just depends mm-hmm. on what you consider talent. But I'll say this. Okay, since we're talking about women in hip-hop, I'm going to take Nicki Minaj as an example, okay? Personally speaking, I've seen some of Nicki Minaj's old YouTube videos. She's talented. She is talented. And she was an attractive girl. But in order for her to get to the level that she is at, for whatever reason, she felt as if there had to be a ploy behind it. So she had to go with the Barbie doll thing. Would she be where she is today if she didn't tighten the waist, run, like the booties out, the boobs out, now everything is accentuated. She is a human Barbie. Again, already naturally beautiful girl, naturally talented, had bars for days. But when she first started in the industry, she had to wear the Marge Simpson hair. She had to do all the pink wigs. There had to be something behind it. Men don't. I think more so nowadays, maybe men are doing a little bit more. But for the most part, men never had to do that. They just had to get up there and spit. Well, she, as a woman, had to get up there and
like adjust.
She can turn into a doll. Yeah. I mean, that's crazy.
That's true, Jay. That's a really great point. So, yes, Jay Rhodes. Talent is at the top, but it kind of comes across differently in the male sphere, whereas the talent at the top on the female side, if you look at all of them, they have all of them naked.
Or yeah, lately.
It was all naked.
It's crazy. So, it's switched to that. Like, it kind of, because if you think about it coming up, you know, you had your MC Lights, you had your Missy's, you had your Lady of Rage. It was a lot of different thing. So it's kind of, I can't really even put my finger on why it's like that. I kind of got an idea, but like I said, I'm speaking from a male perspective, you know, so only y'all can speak to that even better than me, because y'all are women. But you know, when you think about it, like, as far as somebody who's really dominating the industry, it is probably, it's almost like Nicki is, you know, even if people like Remy Ma more because of her bars or whatnot, as far as dominating it in Billboard awards, it is really almost like Nicki and Nicki when it comes to female hip hop, especially, you know.
Right, and you know what?
Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shy, I'm gonna ask you a question. Sure. Shy, I'm sorry, I know, but I have a question for you. Because you're super talented. Do you feel as if you have limitations because you won't take your clothes off, and because you, as talented as you are, do you feel in the industry of hip hop that people won't, I guess, pay as much attention because you are fully clothed and you don't compromise?
Yeah. You know, that's actually a great question for me, but there has to be plenty of other women out there that are like me as well. And I will say, and to everybody that's listening, that is discouraging to feel like if I, like talent alone, even work ethic, because some people say it's not the talent, it's the work ethic. Even if I skyrocket my work ethic to a million, it's still in the back of my mind based on the way things are currently now. It just makes me feel like if I'm not willing to adjust myself and present myself as a sex symbol or like really, then there's going to be a peak to how far that I could go. That's just kind of in the back of my mind. But I'm a person of faith and I'm a person of belief. And so I just got to continue to push it and kind of continue to have, you know, grinding it out. But that is the way the society is right now is producing that type of doubt in the backdrop of my mind. And hip hop as a genre and music as a whole is not supposed to be a dream crusher in that sense. It's supposed to be something that says, hey, if you got talent, we want you. We want to hear what you have to say. If you have something to contribute to culture, we want you. But I don't always feel like that. And I'm sure there are other women out there that feel the same way, and it's just
if I can I know that can be disheartening. I didn't mean to cut you off, but like just to even add to the conversation, and like I say, I'm also very cognizant that I'm a male speaking to two females, so I'm speaking, you know what I'm saying, on thin ice. Not I'm not trying to like force something upon you, but this is my thought as well. And because I know I can never relate to what, you know, either one of you go through in this industry, because even though I go through it, y'all go through it on a higher level, you know, because you're women. So I'm just throwing it out there. But one thing I will say, what I learned in my line of work as well, because like we all go through it, like, you know, you guys on the women's side go through it because what you go through. But I go through it because I'm a talent based person and I don't kiss ass. I'm sorry. I don't, you know, and I don't do certain things. So I had to like really step outside of my sphere and start really being do it yourself to, you know what I'm saying, to the full extent. So that's the same thing, because at the end of the day, Shy, it's a lot of people that feel like you, and it's a lot of people that feel like Jay. So at the end of the day, you know, you got to kind of figure out a way to skip the middleman, because it's millions of people that feel the way you both feel and want to reach you. Now it's going to be harder to get the vehicle to push you. But if you can figure out a way, and it's easier said than done, because I'm still figuring it out myself. Like this TV show, this book, all this stuff is a blessing as it is. Ultimately, my ultimate dream was just to produce and rap and stuff. But, you know, due to how the industry is, I had to figure out other ways to get myself out there. And due to building a conglomerate, you know, you get bigger, you're able to push the culture yourself. So I just say, especially to you, Shy, like, it's the because they're never going to give it to you, just to be totally honest. Like, you can, not even that you're crying about it, you're telling the truth. You can tell the truth all day, but the industry is set up like the industry is. But it's a million people that feel like you, it's a million people that feel like Jay, it's a million people that feel like all of us. So you have to kind of figure out a way to go outside of the industry conglomerate, some kind of way to get to those people. And then at that point, you have like, you know, real dour fans, and somebody's ready. It's somebody out there waiting for you guys' message is all I'm saying. And it may be harder to get there, but you'll definitely get there if you keep pushing.
Absolutely. I believe that. I receive that. I think you kind of hit on one of the topics that I wanted to bring up about that piece, and that is when we know that they're so, like, women bring so much to the table. They bring representation. They bring, you know, working behind the scenes and all that kind of stuff. They've branched into, I think it's kind of like the question that I wanted to bring up is, why are there so few? And we've kind of already hit on that. Some of them probably maybe discouraged about the whole sex piece. But another thing that I think is that, first of all, let me dispel this myth, because I don't want anybody saying this anymore. You cannot say that the reason why there are so few women in hip hop, as far as on the front, not in the background or whatever, you can't say it's because not a lot of them are good. Like, There's a lot of guys that are not good too. Like, there's a whole bunch of guys that are not good. But somehow we still find our way of sifting through the ones who are okay, and we give a platform to the ones we really deserve it. I don't think that can be a reason. But one of the things that my husband brought up, and he said this, he said women typically want something that's like secure. So if they pursue something for a while, and you know, my brand of my hip hop and poetry and all that kind of stuff is like positive or spiritual. So I feel like I can relate to both the spiritual artist, and I can relate to just the positive or conscious artist. So I feel like I'm a hybrid of both. And so people like that, if you're trying so long, you're going to wind up finding an alternative route. And once I find an alternative route to reach that success, right, that still is not going to put me in the, that still winds up not putting me, not Sha, because I don't want this to just be about me, Sha Speaks. I want it to be that female who she's going to get navigated to doing something else, basically, right? When in reality, she deserved a platform to be able to speak to the masses. So you understand what I'm saying? Like, there's a ton of things that somebody, another, because my husband was saying, if a woman doesn't find security in a thing, she's going to wind up diverting to something else. Whereas a guy, they going to rock it to the end. Like, I'm just going after my dream until he's 50 years old and you just like, you're not gonna make it, bro.
For real. You know,
but a woman,
I can see some truth in that.
If she's trying, if it's something that's not like locking in with her, she's gonna eventually like go ahead and do something else that's more solid. That's kind of, that was his thought as far as why there's few, because once they're in there, if they do fall up under the brand of consciousness or positivity or spirituality or any of that, which let's say Lauryn Hill represented. And it's not received in this time, they'll probably divert to something else. And so here's my challenge to hip-hop and hip-hop listeners, producers, radio personalities, all of that. If we want to see that type of talent resurge again, then we cannot allow her to get to the point where she just wants to scurry off to side left, to, you know, to the left side and start doing something else, when we really could have benefited from having a Lauryn Hill, so, you know, in the culture. Or I'm just using her because she represents both worlds so well. Or Sha Speaks, for that matter. But anyway.
I want to dispel a myth, too, just real quick, because I get it all the time. People come to me all the time and they say, will you listen to my music? Will you? Which is a cool thing. But the myth is radio personalities have nothing to do with what goes on the air.
Right. They
and that is just.
Personality so, on the radio.
So. Yeah, and most people don't know that. Like, my job, Jade, is to talk, entertain, and that's it. Like, the music is already loaded when I get in here.
You know what I'm saying? You know, most of the time, like, it's not, they don't, I didn't understand it for a while, but once I got it, I got it. Like,
so I will listen to everybody's music and I will get my honest feedback, but the buck stops there. Like, I have no say so. And I think that people get discouraged with us, because it's like, you know, what I listen to in my car, I can't take that necessarily always to my program director and say, put this on. You get what I'm saying? They have their own process, and they probably don't even understand our process of how we pick topics and how we get on certain things. You know what I mean? So there are different departments in radio. I'll just put it that way. So
yeah, that's good insight.
Definitely good insight. One of my other, topics that I kind of wanted to hit on, as far as outside of dispelling myths, because I mentioned like the whole like conscious hip hop, female hip hop artists. Like, I think Rapsody is that's another female that's kind of, she has some prominence, not like you said, Billboard and all of that, but she comes out of Ninth Wonders Camp. She's on the To Pimp a Butterfly record, which is Kendrick Lamar's. Yeah, she's on To Pimp a Butterfly, so he speaks well of her and utilizes her in that way to kind of help give her the platform that he feels that she should have. I think that's my other reason is like myth buster or whatever is. I won't say it's a myth buster, but it's a reason that people give, and they have all these reasons. But one of the biggest reasons that I believe is because in this day and age, we just don't see as many of the males that have the position of prominence right now in hip hop, giving cosigns like we used to. So when we ran down the list of names, you mentioned Missy, you had Timbaland. When we talk Eve, you talk DMX. Even when you're talking Nicki Minaj, you're talking Lil Wayne. When you're talking Iggy Azalea, you're talking T.I. When you're talking Trina, you're talking Trick Daddy. I mean, this is just kind of, you know what I mean? I can go on and on and on about that. Like, when you're talking Lil Kim, we're talking IG. So that just is something that they did that I'm not seeing that a lot of the males doing now. Even if they didn't, then you don't have to sign them to your label. I'm just saying, not even sign, I'm saying rock with, endorse, affiliate with, utilize, speak well of, that helps give them that platform. Because once they get that platform, I'm not talking about somebody giving you a platform. I'm talking about, like, because when Eve got her platform, she owned it and killed it for a while. Like, when Lil Wayne gave Nicki Minaj her platform, she's owned it. She's, you know, surpassed him in some stats and all those kind of things. So I just don't see a lot of it.
She could have blown it.
Yeah. If you want to say, well, you just talking about.
She could have blown it. She
could have.
Yeah, because
no, she got it and she ran with it and she kept it, she earned it, and yeah, she's doing her thing. Almost like a lot of people would honestly say when T.I. Co-signed for Iggy,
yeah,
she didn't keep it. You know what I'm saying? Like you got to keep rocking regardless of what everybody's saying. You know,
she was very careless.
She still got a huge platform. Because of the opportunity that he afforded her. Now, whether she stewarded it well and made, you know, I mean, that's kind of what I'm saying is when she already dropped another record, it's still gonna be, you know what I'm saying? Like,
somebody gonna know better.
What'd you say?
Yeah, it's true. Like, who right now does Drake co-sign female wise? Cause you can't say Nicki, because that was Wayne.
Do you think it's a matter of, and this is like, cause I'm with you guys, honestly, but I'm saying, especially since I'm in the music industry and I don't know of too many just dope, you know what I'm saying? Female artists. And honestly, in this industry, I don't know too many, it ain't too many dope artists, period. You know what I'm saying? Just to be totally honest. But do you think it's a matter of them not co-signing them, or just matter of, like, where are they? And this is just the honest question. I'm just trying to see, because I know, you know, or do they not know it? Are they ears not to the streets to even know that these dope female artists exist?
Yeah, I think that kind of goes back to the myth that I was busting earlier, which is like that there's just not enough of them. Like, where are they? Well, they are in obscurity until you give them a. Where was Eve? You know what I'm saying? Where was Lauryn Hill? Where was whoever? They were somewhere being talented until somebody who had a platform says, I want to share this platform with you. Even when you talk about, even this is just a part of how hip hop works. So when you think about Janelle Monáe, I remember being introduced to Janelle Monáe because Outkast. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And so the song came out with the whole Outkast thing. So it's like, Janelle Monáe, she been able to sing like that. She didn't just start singing like that. So They're out there, just like whoever else is talented is out there.
But how does a woman in hip hop, like yourself or whoever else is watching, how do you gain that exposure? Like, yeah. I mean, and maybe J Rose, mm-hmm. you can answer that question. How can a female hip hop artist get sought out? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What are they supposed to do to be seen, to be heard, to be noticed, to be recognized? I mean, everybody ain't in LA.
Man, LA is the spot, but I guess you know. I guess in closing on that is that I don't know. I'm asking that question.
You're asking too, yeah. It's a good question.
I honestly don't know, and I can't say because on one end, I can ask Sha also.
Yeah.
It sounds like, and this may not be with words in your mouth, but is it almost up to the male in this male dominated industry to shine a light on a female for them to make it, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just trying to, I know that's not what you're saying, but it's almost like, in essence, is it, you know?
Yeah, kind of. I'm in an essence, I feel like we're following trends and history, you know, like that's the commercial that says that's not how this works, that's not how any of this works, like
mm-hmm.
the whole bootstrap mm-hmm. mentality for a female hip-hop artist never worked like that. Even when you even talk about Rhapsody, you know, Kendrick is utilizing her on a lot of stuff. And I mean, she's not signed his label, but he also has SZA. Like, SZA is just good, but he recognized it on his own and he put her a part of his label. But outside of that, for Rhapsody to have where she is now, she's out of what I said, Ninth Wonder, who's a producer and who has a mm-hmm. really well-known producing team. He has also artists that are around him that he develops, that he found in obscurity, but he recognized talent in, and he helped her to gain the platform based on what he had as a producer. So I'm just not seeing that many instances where it happened without it. I feel like there's...
That's true.
So I feel like it's a big part of it. I feel like, you know, the guys in mainstream hip-hop have to figure out a way to, like, I don't know, like you said, keep their ear to the streets. Like, what are you doing different? What, how did Biggie find whoever? You know what I'm saying? How did Biggie find Lil' Kim? How did Lil Wayne find Nicki Minaj? Okay? So whatever it is that, you know, so just more of that needs to happen. But I'm not saying that that's the only way. I'm just saying that I just see a trend in that. I want to bring up something that probably is not like near and dear to you guys, but kind of.
And this is real quick. Go ahead. I'm sorry, this is real quick too. And you know, the funny thing, I think it's twofold. I think it's the industry changing, but it's also what we spoke about earlier. Like, it's like, even though there is talent out there, since there is so many females getting such quick Instagram fame, that like people, like I say, it may be a switch, and this is just hypothetical, but maybe a switch. And people saying, hey, I'm finna be a female rapper and work and be cold and do XX next, between, hey, I'm pretty, I'm doing whatever, I'm just finna show my body. So I'm just saying, I don't know. I'm just throwing it out so we can come to a solution. But it's just, it's more like, it may be twofold. Like, you know, maybe we as men can, you know, and men in the industry can seek that out more to put that on. But also, like, it has been a change in the culture to where a lot of men and women, but let's just focus on women, taking the easy route out and not like, you know, doing like a Jay to stay on the radio or doing like a you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You may be, you know, saying you may be the few in the crowd right now, because most people are just Instagram, look at me, 10,000, you know, likes or whatever, and it's cool enough for them, you know? So, I mean, that's another thing to kind of look at, because I'm just trying to get to the
point. Yeah, trying to figure out, thinking through it, like, nah, that's cool. I agree. It's kind of like the culture. So now, since the culture shifts, we kind of have to figure out what we have to do, you know? So, Even all those females who, because I don't want to make
and one thing is for sure.
What you saying, Jack?
You have to adjust. I mean, I hate to say it. You know, we can't get stuck in the old ways. You know what I'm saying? It's not the same that it used to be. I know it sucks, but it's like, the reality is you gotta get your followers up. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
figure out a way. You got to.
I think, and I'm not, and I'm like, just for the sake of clarity, I don't, you know, I'm not saying that it is only the male's responsibility. I'm just saying, I see a trend in that. I am saying also, I agree that we have to adjust to the times. Like, well, we got to figure out something, you know what I'm saying, to figure out what to do to get those voices heard. And then also, I want to point out that Nicki Minaj is current, and so is Rap City. But this is not the olden day. You know, this is still a present model that still exists. You see what I'm saying? Like, within hip hop, I want to say this, and we can move off of this, and we get ready to wrap up the call. As it relates to that piece, mainstream hip hop and how that exists, I just want to mention, because I have a lot of followers who are also like into spiritual rap and hip hop, or gospel, or Christian rap, Christian hip hop, CHH as they would call it. I want to ask them, if any of those people who are listening, I just want you to name me your top 10 influential hip hop artists of all time. I'm guaranteeing you will be able to find at least half, like at least five women that they rock with, endorsed, affiliated with, any of that. But within the Christian hip hop realm, or the in that kind of art, if you name me your top 10 in that, if you listen to that particular style of music, Christian hip hop, and you name your top 10 starting from Lecrae or Bizzle or Ishan or whoever else that you listen to, I'm just throwing out a couple names there. Can you find at least five or even three females that they rock with, affiliate with, or endorse? And if not,
you talking about top 10? You're breaking up here now. Do you mean top 10 all time or top 10 specific genre? I'm sorry, I kind of missed a little bit of that.
I'm saying, like, if we was to go top 10 influential hip hop artists of all time, like mainstream, you're gonna just find at least 5 to 10 females, because they all kind of had an affiliation. What I'm saying is, the Christian hip hop fans, if you was to name your top 10 CHH artists, can you also name me at least five? Not one for one, like not 10. I'm just saying half, maybe even a quarter, that they rock with, that we are endorsed. And I already know the answer to that, so I'll just sit that there. We've got to wrap up the call. Jay and Jay Rhodes, I want to ask you guys, just like, what would you love to see in hip-hop, outside of women in hip-hop, just something that you would love to see in hip-hop as a genre? Or you can answer that question, or you can answer, like, I see, like, just giving an encouragement, a word of encouragement, a bit of advice for people who want to be in your sphere of influence, which is like hip-hop and R&B radio station or hip-hop producing. You can answer either one of those. A word of encouragement to someone, or you can say just something you'd like to see, an idea.
Jay, I'll let you go first.
Right, thank you, thank you, thank you. I would say that I just want people to tell their own story, you know, because I think that's what we used to have, like, in a quote-unquote golden era. Like, it's not about the quote-unquote mumble rap. It's not quote-unquote pure hip-hop. It's not this. It's that everybody has a certain story, and it's a lane and a place for everything. So I think where we get things misconstrued now is thinking that one way is a certain way. I think it was a certain time where, you know, back in the day, Will Smith, you know, the Fresh Prince was going, you know, platinum, and so was N.W.A., and so was A Tribe Called Quest, and so was a lot of different things in hip hop. So I think that it's a market for everything, as long as it's good music and as long as it's good, true to you, because everybody has a different story. I think where we get it messed up is where everybody is trying to tell the same story, and then that's when hip hop gets redundant. You know, whether it's because at the end of the day, everybody comes from different walks of life. Some people don't have the walk that you walk, so they can't be a faith-based rapper because they didn't grow up in a faith, you know? But yeah, that story needs to be told too, you know what I mean? So as long as it's a true story, I think that everything can be wonderful and great. And I think we're kind of getting to that because Kendrick tells his story and some of the other rappers tell their story. But whatever your story is, I think that if the label heads in a perfect world would just know that everybody wants to hear these stories, then we can really have like some universal great music and it really can grow again. So that's kind of what I would say. I would tell anybody, if you want to have longevity in this game, to be comfortable with yourself, be comfortable with telling your story in a good artistic format, because at the end of the day, like, it has to jam, whatever you don't mean it has to jam. So tell your story in a jamming fashion and you be successful.
I guess what I would say, kind of to piggyback on what Jay Rose just said, be genuine to who you are and understand that God made us all different for a reason. You know, I think that we're caught up in such an industry where everybody is trying to catch on to the fad. Okay, well, this style is hot, so let me be like this person. But you can't be you if you being somebody else. You get what I'm saying? And I guess I could kind of tie that into radio. You know, there's nothing wrong with looking at people in your industry that are successful. Mm-hmm. And taking traits of what they do, maybe their good work ethic, maybe slight delivery to a certain extent. But, you know, if you're trying to be like just like another personality because that worked for them, they're not going to hire you because they already have them. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
So, find yourself. You have to find yourself. And sometimes it takes longer than other people. Not only that, have some patience. You know, we live in a society of a bunch of sprinters and nobody wants to do the marathon anymore. And life is a marathon, you know, and we want everything so quick and fast. And sometimes it happens like that, but sometimes it doesn't. You know, you have a handful of people that have the appearance of breaking through overnight. But we never know what the journey was before they got to that point. Yeah. So then we want to do whatever it takes to hurry up and get there. And so, honestly, as far as radio is concerned, it is about patience. Mm-hmm. And it is about, radio really truly is a marathon. And I think that most things in life that are worth something are marathons. You get what I'm saying? So, find yourself in the Lord. Amen. Real talk. And I don't say that lightly. Find yourself. Don't worry about what society has labeled you, what your friends have labeled you, even what your family has labeled you. What does Christ say about you? And then that's what you got to stay true to. You get what I'm saying? Everybody's at a different point. We can't judge anybody else's journey. So once you kind of find yourself in Christ, enjoy that journey, man. And enjoy the doors that God opens for you. And it may not be the ones you think, and that's all right.
That's real.
That's some really... See, this is why I invited y'all on here, because y'all saying the most, that's very untrue. So just kind of recapping what you were saying, and it is, Jay, like, pretty much finding yourself in God, which means you're going to be finding your purpose. What is your call? What is life calling you into? What is that thing that's kind of that you see in the doors fling open for you? Follow that. And then, like with what Jay is saying, like once you find yourself and once you get on your path, not somebody else's path, with whatever art form you're creating, if you're a producer, a radio personality, or a front page artist, tell your story because people want to connect with you. That's how you build a fan base and a tribe. There are people who connect your story. And so that's some great takeaways. That just actually concludes today's conversation. So at this particular point in time, we want to conclude the conversation on the note that I have chosen great guests today. They provided so much insight. Like, you guys are really, really wonderful. I really, seriously, truly, truly appreciate you, Lady J, for hopping on the call, conversation, and contributing to this. Hopefully, there's a lot that people can gain from what you said. And then, Mr. J. Rose, Vintage Rose.
Hey.
You know, that was like a drop I just gave you right
it
there.
It was a dope drop.
Yeah. I really appreciate you for coming on. You asked a lot of great questions, and none of us really have it figured out. We actually all are just navigating through this, and that is a beautiful thing. Jay Rose, before you go, man, I just want to tell people how they can stay connected with you. I personally follow These Beats Ain't Free movement. Like, I follow the hashtag TBAL because it's so much involved, from the production to the books, for the t-shirts, and even the series, the TV series I've watched. I've checked that out. So, but tell them how they can follow you. Man, if they'll be.
Well, I'm on social media, Twitter, @J_Rhodes, R-H-O-D-E-S, same as Instagram, @J_Rhodes. I'm lightly on Snap. Sometimes I'm on there. It's Vintage Rhodes, VintageRhodes. And other than that, I think, you know, my Facebook, I got, you know, a couple. You can follow These Beats Ain't Free fan page to stay hip with the show. We're talking to a lot of major networks, and prayfully this time next year we'll be on Netflix. And my Facebook page, if you're on Facebook, Justin, the name my mother gave me, Justin Rhodes. Mm-hmm. And then you can hit thesebeatsainfree.com, you know, just for my website to get the merch and kind of stay in a loop. So, you know, for those watching, you can just rewind it and get all those. I'm not hard to find on the internet. So whatever method you choose, you can get at me like that.
Like that. Hashtag.
Straight like that.
Yeah.
TBAF. Hashtag.
I appreciate you. Much love.
Thank y'all. Wonderful talking to the both of y'all.
Hopefully. Bye.
Peace.
Yeah. So, Jay.
Yes.
Yes, man. I appreciate you. Of course, I appreciate both of you guys, but I really, really appreciate you for being on the call today. You said so much. I personally know you from K104, which is the leading hip hop and R&B station here in DFW. So people can they already probably listen if they're in the DFW. But you have an awesome nonprofit organization that I believe people should contribute, you know, they should donate to or give to or be a part of in any kind of way. And that is, tell them about the website and then tell them how to follow you.
Okay, so the nonprofit is, the website is Project 16, the number 16, dfw.org. And look, if you believe in our kids and if you believe that they need to be more prepared for their future, you know, we do it through education as far as, you know, teaching them all the basic skills, basic life skills that they need to enter successfully into adulthood. So we want to start the kids early because, you know, unfortunately in our school districts, teachers only have time to teach the curriculum based on our standardized tests. So we're trying to just take it to another level. So we have a society full of children that are flourishing because they are confident when they enter into adulthood. So if you believe in that, or if maybe at some point you feel you have a tool to offer them, maybe it's some words of encouragement. Maybe it's, you know, about music. You could teach them about the music industry, because we also want to expose our kids to different type of arts. We also want to make sure that those that aren't going to go to college, that they get actually trained and have an opportunity to intern with photographers, makeup artists, entrepreneurs in our city, so that they know, look, there's still an amazing life if you don't graduate from college or if you can't afford to go. So we're going to give them those opportunities. So again, it's project16dfw.org, or you can follow me on all my social media handles at LadyJade104, LadyJade104. And I also have a website, IamLadyJade.com. So, or catch me in the morning on the radio. You feel me?
Man,
no, Shy, I just want to tell you thank you. I really appreciate you having me on here. And Shy has always supported everything that I've done. And I told her from the moment that I met her, like, I thought she was super dope. Everything that she stands for in her music, she walks it. It's not fake. Yeah. So she already knew, hit me up anytime she does stuff like this, because I'm there. So you already know, like, real recognize real, and it is what it is, you know? Absolutely. I appreciate it.
I want to stay up with you, of course, just as friends, and anytime you need to utilize or any implementation as far as the nonprofit, I'm very invested in the youth. And so anytime, you know, just hit me up, I'm there. And then, of course, when I finally get all my big bucks, I'm going to make a big, big, hefty donation to the nonprofit. No, seriously, y'all, follow Lady J. Not only does she have the nonprofit and the radio personality, she's just an empowering, inspiring person. She's fun loving on her social media. And it's just, delete somebody that's a mess and follow her. But
thank you. Thank you.
Seriously, much love to you. Much love to you. For representing women in hip hop and being a woman of excellence. I appreciate you. So,
thanks, Shy. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Now, for you guys who stayed to the end, I really, really appreciate you guys, man. If you enjoyed the conversation as much as I did, women in hip hop, I mean, matter of fact, I want to hear from you. Like, leave some comments, not just in the YouTube. Put some comments on, you know, anything on social media. I want to hear what you guys have to say about this whole women in hip-hop piece. It's been a conversation for a while. We've addressed it from a radio perspective, from a producer perspective, from an artist, a front-facing artist perspective. But we want to hear what you think. If you are a woman in hip-hop, or if you're a person that just patronizes hip-hop, if you're a person that patronizes Christian hip-hop, any of that, man, just please hit us up and use the hashtag LSTS, because again, as promised, at the end of all of these conversations and all the discussions, I'm going to finally release the song that kind of ties it all together. Woohoo, song release. Anyway, man, this is part three. I look forward to seeing you in part, I'm sorry, this is part two. I look forward to seeing you in part three. Until then, thank you guys so much. You're fantastic.